This podcast is intended for mature audiences and is not considered appropriate for enjoyment in the workplace. However, as bad as this podcast is, we will take anyone we can get, including those who are hard of hearing.
This is Diary of a Bald Man. Going into 2024, you thought we'd get our shit together. Nope. We're sticking to the tried and true formula of burning brain cells and melting earwax. Because, hey, who needs a functioning prefrontal cortex and relief from tinnitus anyway? You'll get plenty of outlandish, sarcastic, and downright silliness. But Alan discusses everything from dealing with type 2 diabetes to hair loss to erectile dysfunction. Really, bro? You can't get it up? You can't? I'm sorry.
Y'all need Jesus!
And a very personal attempt at surviving a suicide attempt while in Hawaii. But his funny take on life makes it all digestible. All right, can we get off the serious shit? This is really harsh in my vibe. This is Diary of a Bald Man. And now your host. Think of him as a mix between a cowboy philosopher and a burned out pottery oven from groups of hippies gone bad. Introducing Mr. Alan Wooford.
Hey sinners, welcome to the shit show. This is Alan Wooford. You're listening to Diary of a Bald Man. If this is your first time coming onto the show, please be warned. There's some language involved. All the opinions are mine unless I plagiarize them from somebody else. But, you know, I'll try to make sure that they get called out. You know, they get the credit that they deserve or maybe the shame that they deserve. You know, one of these things that we never talk about on the podcast, you know, when we have a variety of messages we're trying to get out, you know, listener be warned. Whether you listen to me, the radio station, news, whatever format you're going into, you know, be cognizant that these are our opinions. You may not like everything. You may not love everything. But one of the things that we strive to do is connect and communication in a format that's becoming popular. You know, get your head out of your phone for a minute and listen to the words that are being said, right? Your eyes can deceive you. I mean, look, they've got a fucking app now. I think it's called Replicator, where you could talk dirty shit to an AI slut or whore. And that means guys, too. You know, women could use it. Guys are using it. And that's sad. You know, we're going into 2024, and the best communication some people have to look forward to is an anime generated on their phone, thought of by a computer, by some fucking nerd who just couldn't get a date. Yeah. But the thing is, they knew some of you could not get a date either. You know, maybe you just don't have social skills. Fuck, I don't have social skills. I'm an introvert. I promise you that. But they decided that the best thing, other than having your meat missile in the palm of your hand, was to have something else to focus on. Stay away from that shit, people. You know, it's bad enough that so many people watch certain things on the news, social media, and it drives them insane. Something like this is going to drive you completely batshit fucking bonkers. You won't be able to talk to a girl, and if you do, she's going to be offended because you're like, well, Miss Twinkie on my palm recorder through Replica, she lets me talk to her like that. Guys, step away. Ladies, step away. Go out, get a coffee, walk up to someone, a complete stranger, and say, hey, your pants aren't zipped. I don't care if they're wearing a damn dress. Say something to start the conversation and get it going. You know, one of the things that you have to look forward to is 2024 is a progression, right? Fuck 2023. We're done with that shit. If you didn't fix everything back then let it go. You know, if it's not going to matter in 5 years, let it go. So what you need to focus on is not, you know, the same thing everybody says, oh, this is going to be my resolution. You know, I was talking with Daniel Hughes earlier, who's been on the podcast, and he sent me a meme that represents me perfectly. And I quote, don't expect any New Year's resolutions from me. I intend to remain the same awkward, sarcastic, foul-mouthed son of a bitch that you've all known to come and love. And we'll use love loosely, all right? Let's just get to, okay, I can tolerate him for the moment. But I'm dead serious. You know, so many people put in resolutions. I resolve to quit this. I resolve to lose this. I have targets. What are your targets? What are you aiming for? You know, you want to be careful because imagine right in front of you, not while you're driving, fucking keep focus, but imagine a big circle. And then inside that are concentric circles, you know, and they get smaller and smaller. You want to aim for that center. You want to get the high score. But damn it, if you can get within a 2-inch grouping, you've done a lot. So think of a target, all right? You draw back with your left hand, unless you're fucking right-handed, whatever, and you get ready to set that arrow into flight. Where do you want to go? You know, everybody wants to hit the center of that target. I'm going to tell you what some of my targets are. So to the right of me, you can't see it right now, but there's a really nice rowing machine that I picked up last year. Hadn't started on it yet. We just keep making excuses. I have. But my target is to start out doing a mile a day and then build up to hopefully 5 miles and then things like that. But I'm going to start. I am going to start because on January 14th is my birthday. I expect fucking cards, emails, German chocolate cake, send me all kinds of stuff. Don't buy any fucking presents. Don't send me shit unless it's a gag gift. Okay, gag gifts I like. Go to Spencer's Gifts. Remember, I mean, back in the day, you could go in and get the coolest shit from Spencer's Gifts, like those little pictures that look like 1,000 fucking dots. But if you stared for a few seconds, this picture morphed into something tangible. You could see ships and dragons, things like that. I fucking love those things. They were great. But again, my target is on January 14th, my birthday, that's my trigger date. On that date, I have to start 5 things. So we talked about the rowing machine. The other thing is I downloaded an app because I'll be over 56, you know, so I need to be a little more flexible. So I'm going to take yoga. So basically, it's not yoga yet. It's stretching just to get limber enough to get into the downward dog, upside girlfriend, side chick, or whatever the hell they're called. I don't know. I haven't done Pilates or anything like that in quite a while. But my target is to build up some endurance. My target is to add 20 pounds. That's right. Add 20 pounds. Muscle. Because as you get old, guys, you lose muscle. You know, and one of the things you need to do is intake protein. You may want to get some whey protein, things like that. But it's to build muscle, you know, get some weight on. Because I went from being 350 pounds. Now I'm down to 190. So I want to get back up roughly to 200 plus. But muscular. I'm getting old. I want to be able to lift my wife up and toss her ass like a rag doll onto the bed or the couch or something. I mean, she's small, but fuck, she is strong and she moves really quick. So I want to be able to grab that. So I've got those two targets. My first target is to be able to row, you know, at least a mile, build up to 5, build up. I want to get into the stretching, then yoga and Pilates, low impact stuff. I'm fucking old. I'm brittle, right? I'm old. The third thing is to read at least 2 books a month. And I'm not really one for fiction. I like reading nonfiction, historical stuff, things about intelligence gathering, law enforcement, you know, things that along that nature, how people got built up. And then I can bring that back to the show and say, hey, if you're up against this, if you're up against that, stop selling your feet pictures. Get off your Only Safety fan page and start looking at this. Investing in your time, investing in your knowledge, right? Because the more knowledge you have, the better off you're going to be. You know, so again, now we have rowing, we have yoga and Pilates, we have reading. The next one I want to take up is archery. I would love the archery. The last time I drew a bow or anything like that was probably when I was on Guam and in the Boy Scouts. And I loved it. I thought that was one of the coolest fucking things, one of the oldest weapons. So I'm going to take that. And my last one is to learn to speak Spanish fluently. So when I'm ordering fucking tacos or I'm talking to construction workers or I'm doing something like that, remember, this is the year of society and culture for the show. I want to learn numerous phrases in Italian. I want to learn it in redneck. I want to learn in Spanish, German, you know, because our show is very diverse. As I've told you, 39 countries. I want to reach out to all of them. But I want to be able to do like I did when I was living in the Philippines and on Guam as a young adult or a young male, be able to say, no, I don't touch those things. No, I want this or I'd like that. Thank you. Salamapo, Mahakita, Habanga Koi, Nabubuhai, Chilu. You know, all the things that I enjoyed because I was a part of that culture they brought me in. We were looking to grow together. So that's what 2024 is. I can't do the shit I did when I was younger. I now have to grow in a different way. My roots were set in 1968, and then I expanded. And at one point, I was really fucking expanded. I was like, you know, a human version of a redwood. I used to have to take a boomerang, attach one section of my belt, and throw that son of a bitch around my waist just to get it to my buckle. I was big. I shit you not. My first tanning bed when I was that big was the state of Arizona. I mean, I was fucking enormous. But that's the past. So now that I've shrank, let's rebuild the value. The roots are there. They're strong. I've got a good thing on that. But, you know, I have to get better. The things that I'm going to produce this year are going to be incredible. What do you want to do? What are 5 targets? Not simple things to change. Yes, I'm going to quit smoking this year. That is a target too, so I can row without fainting and falling 6 inches to the floor, and then one of my dogs comes up and starts humping my bad knee. I don't like that shit. I mean, it feels good now when it's hurting. It's kind of like a massage, but I don't want to focus on that. The other thing I wanted to look at doing, you know, I love my Jesus juice. I love my red wine, but I got to taper back on that. Yes, the resveratrol and everything in the red wine is good for the heart. It brings me closer to people. I open up a little bit. But I want to cut back on things that are attacking organs and things like that because they're well-aged. They've been abused for years with all the chemical shit that we put in our foods. And, you know, my blood work's going to be good, things like that. But I've got my 5 targets, and then I've got my 2. This is what I'm going to do to make those targets doable. I'm also going to look to write more. Edgar Allan Poe, also a Capricorn, just like me, smart as fuck, really intelligent, really good with words. I'm not as good as him. Well, fuck, he's dead. I don't want to achieve that level of greatness yet. I do want to focus on the writing, the communication. But, you know, my overall mission for the year, gave you my targets, gave you my 2 supporting elements to make those targets doable. But my primary goal for the year is, like I said, the global connection. You know, Mike Hielbeck. And Mike, I apologize if I said your name incorrectly, was the first person to send in the card. And other people, you know, are going to come in. It's going to take a while, right? Just like anything else in our environment, if we're going to grow, you have to take the first step. One is to get your pot, right? Get a pot. Your environment is what makes you grow or kills you. Actually, get you in line with that. We have 2 pots. That first pot, you put in Miracle-Gro, you plant a seed. You water it periodically, put it in fucking direct sunlight, it grabs root and it grows. Or if you're going to fuck yourself, you take your other pot, you drop the seed in, no soil. Think of like a hydroponic type thing. You water that fucker, you may grow roots, but if you forget about it, you just set it out in the sun. You don't give it a base to grow on. You don't give it any nutrients, any value. It's going to die out. Your environment is what's either going to make you or break you. So in 2024, for you to grow, for me to grow, what are your supporting elements? What's your Miracle-Gro? What's your backup if, in case there's a drought or in case there's a flood or it's fucking hot? And don't be dissuaded by that. Cactuses grow in the desert. So you could be under, you know, all types of different stress and stuff. But if you have your foundation, your 5 targets that you're trying to reach, then you have your foundational portions like my reducing smoking, my reducing the drink and the Jesus douche, you have something that even though you may not get on target, completely dead center, you're within that group where it's something sustainable. It's something tangible that you can look, hold, feel, and go with. Set a target, do the best you can to hit the center mass, but be happy if you get inside the ring. There is nothing to hold you back. 2024 is a blank canvas. You're a tree. You're rooted. You're ready to grow. Think about it. Write down five different things. Write down five additional things, or just two to support your target. And the reason I say two, like with archery, to get to the target, you have to have a bow in one hand. You have to have something that energizes you. You have to have something that gives you that drive. You have to have something that's going to propel you forward. And then that part of you, the arrow, once you get it back, that's your extension. That's the thing that's going to get you to that target. So look at what's going to influence you. Look what's going to support you. And sometimes you're going to drop your quill and you're going to lose your loads. You know, pick it up. It's 2024. You are unstoppable. Stay off the fucking pleasure sites and OnlyFans and quit jerking off into your socks and looking at that, you know, Replex, whatever the hell that program was I was telling you about with the AI-generated sluts. Stay away from that. You want a slut? Go out to a laundromat. Talk to people folding their laundry. They're there for a while. They're not fucking going around. Don't be weird about it and then say, well, Alan told me to do this. I mean, yeah, I told you to go to the laundromat. I do laundry to help me calm down because I'm focused. You know, it's just repetitive muscle motion. Be sociable. Maybe think about learning a new language so you can talk dirty in that language. Hey, it helps. You know, if you go up to your wife and you say something, she goes, ooh, what's that mean? And then she Googles it and it's like, oh, you dirty dog. Mm-hmm. Make it happen. So, again, we're getting ready for Global Connect. Do not forget. You know, and it's going to be on the sites. We're getting ready to load the map. The map is coming in. Such great things coming. More shows, great interviews are set to come your way. Some of them are expected. Some of them just out of the box. I love you guys. God has a plan for you. You are blessed. You are beautiful. You're a fucking male or a female. You're nothing else. You can't be gay. You can't be a crossdresser. You can't be bi. But there's only one of you, and that's who I want to talk to. God bless. Take care. Plan, prepare, communicate, and engage, and have an amazing life. Now get the hell out of here and enjoy 2024.
You have been listening to Diary of a Bald Man. Alan Wofford has left the building.
Alan Wofford has produced this podcast for entertainment purposes. Neither this nor any other podcast he produced constitute legal, medical, marital, sexual, or professional advice. The opinions and views presented by Alan are his own and do not reflect the views or opinions of employers, clients, family, Facebook groupies, promotional sponsors, or baby Jesus. Any health information shared or mentioned as an alternative does not create any patient-physician relationship or other professional relationship between the audience and the presenters. No person listening to any podcast from this rocket surgeon should act or refrain from acting based on the content of a podcast without first seeking appropriate professional advice and or counseling. Nor shall the information be used to substitute for professional advice and counseling. As stated earlier, this show is for entertainment purposes, not how to lead or change your life. Do what is best for you or what your spouse approves of. Alan Wofford and all guests of the show expressly disclaim all liability relating to any actions taken or not taken based on any and all contents of this site.